We're also going to let you know that there is another interest rate expected this week. Everything's going up. Is this finally going to be the interest rate hike that actually changes things? Can this help us recession-proof our economy? Or does it just lead us right into one? We're going to get into it right now with our next guest, who's an economist and senior economics lecturer at Concordia University. Moshe Lander is joining us. Moshe, good morning. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning.
So what do you think? A quarter point, half point? Where are you guessing? Where are they landing tomorrow?
I'm saying half a point. I know that's not what people want to wake up to, but let's go with half a point and be pleasantly surprised if it's only a quarter of a point tomorrow.
Okay, Moshe, let's kind of set the stage here. Remind us what the intention is of doing these interest rates, because we're just getting them kind of drip by drip.
Yeah. So the goal of the Bank of Canada is to keep inflation around 2%. And clearly, Canadians realized that hasn't been accomplished for a while. And so the Bank of Canada waited as long as they could before they started increasing interest rates back at the beginning of this year, because they wanted to make sure that all of the COVID restrictions were lifted and people could kind of go about their life in a pre-pandemic sort of way. By that point, then, inflation was running too hot. And so the Bank of Canada has been moving interest rates higher and higher in an attempt to choke off inflationary pressures. And so this is one more attempt to try and bring it down from the number that's currently sitting around 6%, which is just uncomfortably too high.
Okay, so that leads me then to a question that we got on our text line earlier this morning, Moshe. And this person says, why don't we raise interest rates higher than what inflation can handle instead of these increments that allow inflation to continue? They say, I understand what that does, but have we been living within our means? Do we have to all live with the consequences of our spending above our punching weight?
Sure. So it's not an unreasonable question. The issue then is, let's make an analogy to, you know, medicine or to dieting or to smoking, right? So if you want to change behavior, one way is you can go cold turkey and you can just kind of completely, I'm not smoking anymore, I'm not drinking anymore, I'm going to diet in an excessive sort of way. And you could probably succeed, but there's a good chance that you're going to make yourself miserable in a way because you're overdoing it, right? So if the Bank of Canada were to say, let's just increase interest rates to 10% tomorrow morning and do whatever damage is necessary now and cold turkey the economy, would probably trigger a very severe recession. How many people would be pushed to bankruptcy? How many businesses would be unable to finance their operations? The government would probably not be able to refinance its debt in an easy sort of way, and it would trigger a collapse. So this incrementalism is probably the safer way to just see, all right, does this, you know, reducing your smoking by just a cigarette a day, can you live like that? Then can you live with one less cigarette? And can we get to a point where you stop altogether?
And so when you say likely to be half a point, it could still be a quarter point. If it's a quarter, does that mean we're going to get another half a point at some point, maybe in the next month or whatever, and that it's continued in incrementalism? And secondly, is that half a point, is that the end of it?
So it's not the end of it, even if it is a half point. Interest rate changes take about a year to 18 months to have their full impact. So the Bank of Canada only started moving in February of this year, which means that the end of that first interest rate increase cycle is still probably about 3 months out. And the big increases came in the summer. So what they're doing right now is, they're fine-tuning, they're trying to signal to the markets that they are not done fighting inflation, and they want to see how each of these in their early stages are having an impact. They probably will increase interest rates into the beginning of next year, but I have a feeling that at some point within the next 6 months, this is going to stop, and there's going to be a, now let's wait and see how the patient responds.
Have they given the previous interest rate hikes enough time to see if they're making an impact? Because it feels like we're getting them very frequently.
We are, and this is the fastest interest rate cycle that we've ever seen in this country, and it's certainly the most aggressive way that they've been approaching it. So it's as close as to your text from earlier saying, you know, why can't we go aggressively? This is, by the Bank of Canada standard, aggressive. What's going to happen now is they're seeing how those early rates are adjusting in the early part of that 12 to 18-month adjustment period, and unfortunately, they don't like what they're seeing. The biggest worry that the Bank of Canada has is that will this inflation start spilling over into wage inflation, where workers start going into the boss and say, I want a 6% raise, an 8% raise, a 10% raise. because once wages start rising rapidly, that itself spills over into higher output prices at the grocery store or at the retail stores. And that's the type of thing then that can fuel another round of inflation. So the Bank of Canada is doing its best to try and stop that from spilling over by sending messages saying, please don't do that. You're just making it worse, even though you think that you're helping yourself to make it better. And so, that's why they continue to kind of push in this way. They haven't seen that those early rates are doing exactly what they want it to.
That's super early, though, you know, and it has risen dramatically, as you mentioned. It is almost like a bam, cold turkey quitting time. So is it possible, and what are the impacts of having gone too far? Once you see it's maybe having an effect, it would be too late to switch gears and change it again. How severe an effect, negative effect, could it have on our economy and on people's lives?
Well, I mean, if they have overdone it, then they can undo it by lowering interest rates. And lowering interest rates probably is something that we're much more willing to adapt to than higher interest rates. But, the Bank of Canada uses pretty sophisticated models. So it's not like they're kind of, you know, throwing darts at the board here and hoping that they hit. They hopefully should know what they're doing. And so I put a strong amount of confidence that, you know, if they thought that, hey, this is maybe too aggressive, they would pause. And the fact is they can pause. And because they meet eight times a year, then their next decision isn't for another 6 weeks. And that gives them a chance to see another round of GDP numbers or unemployment numbers or inflation numbers themselves to see what's going on. And in fact, last week, GDP has been higher than expected, which means that, you know, talk of a recession is maybe a little premature. And so they're saying that, hey, the economy is pretty resilient and it's holding up well despite all these interest rate increases. So we can move a little more aggressively. And it's exactly the way that a doctor would respond to giving a patient medication, that if they see that the medication isn't working, they have enough experience to know what the early results should look like and what the end result should be.
So, Moshe, can you sort of clarify then for the average person, what does this interest rate hike mean in terms of what your monthly spending is going to look like or what your finances may appear to you as? I mean, this affects people with a variable rate interest or a mortgage, right?
Yeah, if you have a variable rate mortgage, there's probably a good chance you've gotten a phone call this year from your bank manager saying, hey, we need to talk. Words like trigger rates have re-entered the Canadian lexicon. So, you know, your mortgage payment might have gone up already. If it hasn't, it might in the future because these interest rates are going to absorb more and more of that payment, leaving less and less to pay the principal. If you have a fixed mortgage and you think you're safe, well, you're going to have to renegotiate that mortgage at some point. And so there's a good chance that when you renegotiate, it's going to be at a much higher rate than when you first negotiated. If you have lines of credit, car loans, student loans, any credit card debt, those are all probably becoming a lot more expensive to finance. And so that money is going to have to be drawn from somewhere else. And so, you know, especially with holiday time approaching, it might be the time that you start thinking about, are there ways to economize, not traveling as much, not buying as many gifts, not spending as much on clothing and sales and things like that, and trying to find ways to make your money stretch because more and more of it is being devoted to debt, especially with Canadians on average being very, very over indebted.
I'm curious as to where we're going to be a few years down the road. So those virtually negligible interest rates that we did have, virtually nothing really on the part of the Bank of Canada rate, was that the unusual moment and now we're just getting back into something that's a little bit more normal? Where do you think we land after this run is over?
Yeah, I think that we've maybe lost sight of what interest rates used to be in this country. I'm not talking about that we have to go to the 1970s, 1980s, but certainly at the turn of the century here, within the last 20 years, interest rates for most people have been around, say, 5%, 6%. The period of the last few years where interest rates have been 1%, 2%, that's the anomaly. And so we got addicted to easy money very, very fast. And what we're really doing is just returning to a more sort of business as usual that we've seen over the last 30 years, which is you should be paying around 5, 6% interest per year for your borrowing costs. And so the Bank of Canada is merely just returning to business as usual. If they find that these inflationary pressures from supply chain issues and global warming and other sorts of disruptions going on in the world alleviate themselves, the Bank of Canada has no problems lowering interest rates again to something a little more manageable. But this really is kind of the basic threshold that we've seen over the last 20 years.
Okay, Moshe, thank you so much for your perspective this morning.
Anytime.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.